Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 16th of October, and I'm recording at 9:50 p.m., and that's still British summertime. Now, more volatility here today, but maybe a shade less. Well, definitely, I think, a shade less in some markets than we saw yesterday. But starting off in Asia, which took its cue from the weakness of Wall Street and the European indices yesterday, pretty much all in the red. Australia, Asia Pacific, that is, Australia was the exception here on my main screen, and that that had a modest gain of almost a fifth of a percentage point. But big hits. Japan down again, partly because the yen was stronger. It's currently a little easier, but it's still only at 106.34 against a dollar that is easing from its highs. And the Hang Seng Index was clipped for a percentage point, nearly, well, 3/4 of a percentage point for the Shanghai Composite Index in here today. And other hits, India down 1 1/3%. That's a sharpish decline for India. Also Thailand down by a similar percentage point, so a lot of nervousness in here overall. The European markets, well, they were lower but off the lows. And for in the West, and obviously including the USA, for a change, instead of having steady action early on pre-markets, we had a lot of weakness. And so markets opened well down, and then paired those losses. But the European indices still ended the day mostly lower, and the biggest decline was the Spanish IBEX index, down 1.72%. Italy down almost 1 1/4%. The Eurostoxx 50 index was down 0.6 of a percentage point, and at its low today, which was considerably lower, but at its low today, it was down 18.6%, I think, relative to a high only in June. As I recall, so these are big moves here, quite obviously, with Europe catching most of the weakness. Now in the Americas, Brazil not good, 3 1/4% to the downside, and I haven't checked the news, but that almost certainly reflects the polls for their next election. And that would suggest that Rousseff, or however her name is pronounced, is back in the lead. Now Wall Street, again, it was weak early on, not quite as weak as the lows that we saw, intraday lows that we saw yesterday. But then Wall Street crawled back. It closed, well, I would say up a fraction on the day, tiniest fractions for the S&P and NASDAQ, while the Dow was down a tiny fraction. So a little bit of stability against that background of what I mentioned yesterday, a very oversold short-term condition. And then, interesting, I've got a headline, that article from Bloomberg that I'll be using in my copy, which I get up a little later, but James Bullard of the Fed, of the U.S. Federal Reserve, he's calling for them to hold steady on QE. In other words, not make the final cut. I think they're about 15 billion a month of bond buying that's still occurring, and that was scheduled if they continued with the progression of monthly cuts that we've been seeing. And that was scheduled to end a little later this month. But it would be slightly surprising if they didn't. But on the other hand, it's a damned if you do and damned if you don't situation. And I think there are, well, there is enough uncertainty around that I think if the Fed came out and said at the end of the month that they were just delaying that final reduction of QE temporarily, I think that would, well, I wouldn't disagree with that, and I think it would not be a bad idea. It would, what would it contribute? Well, it could cushion somewhat the downside risk that we still have in this market, and it could also possibly give traders, particularly those big, I'm talking about really those heavily leveraged traders, it could give them an opportunity, if they're sensible, to unwind their leverage on a more orderly basis. Now, some people are calling for a bottom in here at these levels, and just to repeat the closing level here for the S&P, well, I don't think I gave it, but it's 1862.76. Remember that was up at above a little above 2000 short while ago. So a big reaction, still not yet 10% though, but it has broken that long progression, I think about 2 years progression of higher reaction lows and that staircase upward trend. So I think it's brave, possibly even reckless here to be calling the end of this setback. We can get a little bit of a rally here, but I think that once you break a long uptrend's consistency characteristics, you usually don't get away with such a small reaction as the S&P has seen. Of course, a lot of other indices around the world, a number of those European indices have seen, well, all of them have seen much bigger reactions, including some that are technically in bear market territory by going over the 20% level. Now, what else happened here today? The dollar index, which had a biggish reaction yesterday, moving back below the 85 level, temporarily at any rate, but it continued down today. It's currently at 84.90. And precious metals, well, against the background of that weak dollar and the nervousness in stock markets, you'd think that ordinarily they do a little better in here, but not much. Platinum was down, well, it's currently still trading after hours, and they're extending earlier declines that we saw during the Wall Street hours, but platinum's down $14 as they speak at 1246 and change. Palladium, which has seen one of the biggest reactions recently, is down over 18. That brings it back to $746. Silver down 10 at $17.36. Gold down nearly $3 at $12.39. So softish there. The industrial commodities are the industrial metals rather are also weak in here, and they have been over the last few days. And copper, that's on its range lows here, down at 2.98 cents, and just above 2.98 cents. Now, crude oil got a sharpish, looked like a short covering rally early on in the day, and then gave up much of those gains. Not all of them, but the WTI, that's the U.S. contract, closing at 82.71. And the Brent, more important, Brent contract at 84.47. And grains and beans, they've still got that wet weather here. Soybeans, corn, and wheat are up another day in here. A little bit of a concern here because that's obviously delaying the harvest. And again, it'd be good for the globe if we had a very good harvest. I think it'll still be good, but not quite as good as it was expected to be a couple of weeks ago. And in terms of currencies, well, I mentioned that dollar index being down a little bit lower. Let's see, what else can I touch on here? This the euro, 1.2808. Sterling, that firmed a little bit, back above the 160, 1.6089. So what happens Friday? Well, we'll soon find out, but I would expect the Asian markets to open steadier. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.